tonight, the candidates who want to serve you as Putnam County Commissioner and Overton County Clerk. Welcome to Meet the Candidates from Light Rock 95.9 and News Talk 94.1. I'm Tom Duggan. Tonight, the 10th of 16 nights where you get the chance to hear from the candidates, where they stand, the issues that are important in their minds, where they want to take the Upper Cumberland moving forward. We begin tonight in the race for the Putnam County Commission out of District 10. Kim Bradford is an incumbent on the Putnam County Commission out of District 10 seeking re-election, and she joins us on Meet the Candidates. Kim, thank you for joining us this evening. When you first ran and were elected to the County Commission, what was it that led you to want to be part of the Commission?
Well, I've been here my whole life, and Putnam County is growing. I mean, it has really grown a lot since I was young. And I just want to be a part of making sure that we manage the growth in a healthy way. And no matter how large we get, I want to stick to as close as I can to our hometown roots.
Kim, what do you think are the most important characteristics of being a good county commissioner?
You have to love where you're living, and you have to love the people in it. You have to love the children. You want to make sure that we are safe and that, you know, we stay a country, a county, country type neighborhood. I've always loved the ideal that we all love our neighbors. We all work together, and I want to stay as close to our country values as possible. And I think being a county commissioner helps us work with the growth to accomplish that.
You mentioned growth, and Putnam County certainly is facing growth, and there's some issues with that. How will you push the county to help manage that growth?
Well, that is a very, very important thing. With growth comes more students in our schools, unfortunately, more crime, which causes us to need more police officers, more road work. Things like that a lot of people don't really think, and they think growth automatically brings in a whole lot more tax dollars, but sometimes what it takes to keep us safe and educate our children and maintain our roads and our way of living costs more than what the tax base that comes in. So we have to be able to manage tightly the money, the tax base coming in, and the money to make sure that with growth, what I like to see is, even with all the growth, is we stay a small town feel. You know, if you look what's going on in the old part of town, you've got the little mom and pop restaurant still. And I just want to work to manage this growth in a way that it doesn't take anything from Putnam County. I want it to be a positive thing. And in order to do that, you have to really look at the big picture. We have to know where we live and where we want to go.
Our guest on Meet the Candidates is Kim Bradford. She's seeking re-election to the Putnam County Commission out of District 10. Kim, we're at a time when people want more services. How do you go about prioritizing things like that?
Well, to me, if we do not educate our children, we'll never be able to build a jail big enough to house them. And if we don't make sure that we have enough police officers on the street and in our school, you know, we've got to be safe. So I think that it's real important that we look at the future of Putnam County, which starts with our children and our safety.
And speaking of the children, one of the biggest fund expenditures in the county are schools. Do you feel like the school system is being a good steward of the money spent on schools?
Yes, I do. I really do. They are faced with a lot of laws and regulations that have come down that sort of changed our school system and the dynamics of it. And I think that our school board and our teachers and principals and the whole staff, our bus drivers, I think everyone does their part in trying to be a good steward of the funds we have to educate our children.
Kim, having served on the county commission, do you see some specific things that you feel like the county maybe needs to do a better job of?
Well, you can always do a better job. of anything you approach. I mean, I think we do a really, really good job. I mean, when I started in 2010, our tax rate was 2.75, and now we're down to 2.472. You know, we've reduced our debt reductions from $237 million down to $125-plus million, which give us $98 million to build the schools that we needed. So our fund balance is healthy, 7.2 to 20 million since 2010. So I think that Putnam, I think that we are doing a good job moving forward at this point. We have a AA2 bond rating, which really helps us when it comes to having to do bond issues like we did to expand the jail and the school.
Kim Bradford is our guest on Meet the Candidates. Kim, there's a lot of focus on broadband access in the county. How important do you feel that is?
Oh, my goodness. Broadband is very important. As y'all, I'm sure everyone realizes, when COVID hit and we had to close school down, all our students, they had to go to online learning. In a lot of areas in this county, that was very, very difficult because we do not have the broadband in all areas of Putnam County that we need. So I feel like broadband is something that absolutely we have got to look at, that has got to, it's got to be improved. You know, when it comes to a point that our students are having to do all their work online, several people were sent home to work from home online, and we realized really quickly that we do not have the broadband service in Putnam County that's needed. So in order for us to succeed, we are going to have to look at increasing the broadband countywide.
Kim, as you've talked to local voters and constituents, what are you hearing from them in terms of what their concerns are?
Money. The tax rate, as y'all realize, you know, with growth came a tremendous increase in property value. That's one reason we lowered our tax rate from 2.92 to 2.47 to help with that back during last year's budget. Granted, everyone's paying more than what they had to pay because the appraisals went up so high. Granted, we could have moved from 2.47 to 2.37, but that would have been almost impossible for us to do and keep everyone safe and educate our children.
Kim, as we wrap up here, why should the voters in the 10th District of Putnam County reelect you to the County Commission?
Because if they know me, they know I'm working with them and I'm working for them. And they know that they can call me anytime, day or night, and I will bend over backwards to do what I can for anyone.
Kim Bradford's been our guest on Meet the Candidate. She's seeking reelection to the Putnam County Commission out of District 10.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828. 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
We continue our look at the race for the Putnam County Commission out of District 10. Crystal Heiss is challenging for a seat on the commission. Crystal, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us. What led to your decision to run for the Putnam County Commission?
Well, first off, thank you for having me today. My decision to run was based on how I've seen my country turning over the last 2 years. I really want to play a role in this, and I believe I have a lot to offer I've already fought for my country in the military, and I wish to pursue being able to serve my community and country again.
What experiences in your life, Crystal, do you feel helped to make you a good candidate for county commission?
Yes, so starting at age 17, I signed up for the Marine Corps. I served as a radio operator, spending time in Japan, South Korea, and Iraq. Moving on from there, I completed my bachelor's in business management at National University. Following this, I was employed with the Sheriff's Department, both as a 911 dispatcher and a jail technician. I do believe that I have enough experience to be able to walk into this and bring my best.
Crystal, were there any specific issues or events, occurrences, anything like that, that also helped lead you to the decision to run for the county commission?
Absolutely. I do believe that this is not the time to sit back anymore. It is the time to enter into politics. It's not like me to want to sit back and see things go in a direction I don't want it to go. And I think I can be proactive in bringing us on a line of where we should be.
Putnam County is facing growth, and with that growth comes some issues. How would you push the county to help manage that growth?
So before coming here, I watched this happen to another community, and it did grow, and they did face issues. And so it would be, first off, my priority to ensure that these taxes remain low, because we do want the cost of living to be reasonable for Cookeville residents, and we want to continue to bring in families. And in order to do that, you've got to manage the money properly. And so while I would be in, I would be looking for innovative ways to meet the needs of this growing population.
Crystal Heiss is our guest on Meet the Candidates. She is seeking office of the Putnam County Commission out of District 10. Crystal, we're at a time when people want more services. How do you prioritize those things?
Services do have priorities, and with growth, those priorities change from areas to areas. It's very important that you have enough law enforcement, that you have enough 911 amenities, and you know, water supplies going out to the growing areas as well, supplied by the city. Based on what's going on as it's continuing to change, I know I'll learn more, but you'll prioritize on needs, and those will always change, and you have to be looking for ways to continue to update where you need to be looking at first versus second in priority.
Crystal, one of the county's biggest fund expenditures, of course, are schools. From what you see, do you think the school system is being a good steward of the money spent on schools?
I do. I do think that we live in a really great community for the public school system, and I support them, and I would continue to support them. We have a lot more children entering, and you know, it would be nice to have a few more schools going up over the next several years. Yes. Yeah.
If you're elected to the county commission, you will help watch over the expansion of the Justice Center. How important do you feel that public safety is to the county?
Absolutely important. As I said before, I've worked for the Sheriff's Department, and I've been deployed, or I've been a jail technician, so I was able to see what happened with the overcrowding jail system. And I know the importance of being able to expand that as necessarily and to be in front of it to make sure that we have what we need before we even get there.
Crystal, there's a lot of focus on broadband access in the county. How important is that in your mind?
Broadband access is important. The quality of life, the jobs that people have from their homes now, and the fact that there's a lot of online school happening post-COVID. And I do think that that is an important thing to make sure that everybody has access to it.
How important do you feel it is for the county to have a strong relationship with the city of Cookeville?
Very. I mean, it's a partnership. It should never be looked at individually, and that everybody should be working together.
Crystal Heiss, do you see specific things that you think the county needs to do a better job of?
I think that this county has been doing a great job already, and my entering is to just make it better. But, I mean, I wouldn't say that they're doing things on the wrong. I see great changes coming to Putnam County at this time as we even speak.
As you've talked to local voters during the campaign, what are you hearing from them and maybe some of the concerns that they're sharing with you?
Mostly, I will say that most of the people that I speak to, they bring up taxes. The residents, they bring up taxes. They have great concerns for that, especially property taxes going rising.
So far, what have you learned in this race? Maybe what have you learned most during the course of this race?
I have learned just how wonderful the people of Cookeville really are. The more of them that I meet and just how special the atmosphere is and how the people are, how caring they are. And it just makes me want to pursue this further and do everything that I can for them.
Crystal, what would the voters of the 10th District be getting in Crystal Heights as their county commissioner?
So I believe in freedom. I believe in limited government and the rule of law, and I will fight for these on any level that I can. I've already shown that I'm willing to fight for my country, and I'm willing to continue.
Crystal Heiss has been our guest on Meet the Candidate. She is seeking a seat on the Putnam County Commission out of District 10. An incumbent seeking re-election to the Putnam County Commission in District 10 is Joe Iwanazin, who joins us next on Meet the Candidates. Joe, it's good to have you with us on the program. When you initially ran and were elected to the county commission, what led to that decision to make you want to run and be part of the commission?
Well, Tom, thank you for giving me this chance. And I started attending county commission meetings when my son Jordan was elected for his first term and started familiarizing myself with the process. At one of the meetings, a commissioner mentioned to me about running, and I like being involved, you know, especially with helping others in the community. So I saw Jordan, and I saw all the community work that he's doing. And also to mention, Jordan's running for the city council, so he really impresses me. So I was sold. And also, I do not like being on the sideline because I want to make a difference. And the Bible mentions about filling the gap. So I feel it is my duty to help in any way possible.
Joe, what do you think are the most important characteristics of being a good county commissioner?
Well, as a county commissioner, you have to look at all sides of the issues. You also have to listen to all sides. But the most important thing to know is that you won't make everyone happy, because that's impossible. To run for any office, you have to have thick skin and you have to let things roll off your back. But be smart in getting the right message out to not only your constituents, but to everyone in the county. I may be one vote, but it's an important vote, you know, to my constituents. Also, the individual should have integrity, honor, and to me, most importantly, Christian values, because we all need to remember to treat others as you want to be treated.
Joe, Putnam County, as you know, is facing growth, and there are some issues with growth. How will you continue to push the county to manage that growth?
Well, that's a really excellent question, Tom. The growth in this area has been minimal, to say tremendous, in the many years I've lived here. The way to look at any healthy growth is to establish growth plans and to look at them every couple years. Look at where you want to be in the county, especially in the, you know, in the five-year plan, put it in a plan and stick to it. Amend the plan as needed and put a certain amount of funds aside every year to address the needs with especially the infrastructure.
Our guest is Joe Iwanazin. He is seeking re-election to the Putnam County Commission out of District 10. Joe, we're now at a time when people want more services. How do you go about prioritizing things like that?
Well, one of those areas, especially broadband in the county, it is crucial to have a good communication system in the county this size, and broadband access has a lot to do with it. It encourages business growth and quite possibly might even help someone in need of medical attention get it in due to the increased use of telemedicine. And to me, most importantly, for remote education. But again, just like I mentioned previously, you have to have a plan of these different services. We have some excellent leaders within the county. And they do. They have their five-year plans, and they're looking at ways to look at these different possibilities and see what, you know, takes priority over the others.
One of the county's biggest fund expenditures are schools. Joe, do you think the school system is being a good steward of the money spent on schools?
You know, again, you know, that is a very, you know, very good question. But for what the school system has, yes. But one thing I really want to make it imperative, parents and citizens also need to be more involved in our school system. Attend the meetings and get to know your school board members. And again, I can't say that enough. Please get involved.
Joe, if you're reelected, you will continue to watch over the expansion of the Justice Center. How important do you feel public safety is to the county?
Public safety. Well, to me, it is absolutely important to have public safety. Public safety is so crucial to our community, especially from our past tornado disaster and the awesome response we saw from all our services. I didn't want to call one out. It was all the services, including our hospital and all our volunteers who gave up their heart and time to their fellow man. It was so impressive, especially at times I volunteered, to see people, you know, in tears, you know, seeing the devastation and them giving themselves up to help their fellow man. It was awesome.
Joe, do you see specific things that you think the county may need to do a better job of?
You know, the leaders of this county do a really good job, like I said previously. But all I ask of every leader, as has been asked of me, is there any way to be more efficient with our operations? In this way, taxes can be minimized and we can truly help our vulnerable citizens who are the ones on fixed incomes.
How important do you feel it is for the county to have a strong relationship with the city of Cookeville?
To me, it's imperative that there is a good relationship between the county government and the individual cities. Cookeville may be the biggest city in the county, but there are other cities as well. Allgood, Baxter, and Monterey are all seeing growth, and the county needs to help them with that growth in any way possible.
Joe Wanison, as you've talked to local voters, what are you hearing from them in terms of their concerns and thoughts?
Well, I'm pretty sure probably everybody says this. Property tax rate, budget, and growth. Those things are intertwined. The property tax rate that people pay are essential to keeping this county operational. The budget is never a fun topic of discussion, but as a county commissioner, I try to do my best to be a best steward to the money that is paid in. And last but not least, growth. Are we growing too fast? How can we manage it? In this way, the way to manage it as a county commissioner, you have to look at it as a business. Where do you want to be in 5 or 10 years? You need to have a plan. Look at strategies and what comes with growth. Look at the last 5, 10 years to get an idea of the rate of growth. Are there enough utilities, fire protection? The list goes on. It's all a balancing act to make the current citizens happy while encouraging healthy growth and revenue.
Joe, in closing, why should the voters in the 10th District of Putnam County reelect Joe Wanison to the Putnam County Commission?
Tom, first of all, I want to thank you for allowing me this platform to speak to the citizens of Putnam County. I want you to know that I will be that commissioner who will have integrity, honor, and who will promote our Christian values, which are our Tennessee values and our Putnam County values. I thank you again, and God bless each one of you, and I would deeply be honored for your consideration to be your county commissioner in the 10th District.
Our guest on Meet the Candidates, Joe Awanazan, seeking re-election to the Putnam County Commission out of District 10.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
Meet the Candidates continues as we look at the race for Overton County Clerk. Victoria Looper is seeking re-election to the office of Overton County Clerk. Victoria, it's great to have you on the program with us today. When you first decided to run and were first elected to the office, what led you to run for the position of Overton County Clerk?
Well, when I first ran, my husband was sick, and someone had said, "Why don't you run for office? It's an open seat." And so it was pretty scary, but so I went for it. Had a great turn in the Republican primary. I got a lot of complimentary votes, and I thought, hey, I've got a chance. So I ran hard in the primary, and now here I am, two terms in, and it's been great.
Victoria, for folks that may not really understand the office, what role does a county clerk have in the county government?
Oh, the county clerk has a big role in the county. We see a lot of people. We have a population a little bit over 22,000, and most folks in the county do have cars. And so it is, we have a lot of different things here. We, you know, we register your car, you vote, we have notary. We sell beer license, business license, marriage license. And since I've been elected, I've reopened the office on Saturdays and also opened a satellite location in Crawford, which has been a great success.
What do you think are the most important characteristics that make up a good county clerk?
Oh, I think just treating everyone equal that comes into the office and just treating everyone kind and with respect. And while I've been in office, I've had an opportunity to meet and help a lot of people in Overton County. And if reelected, my staff and I will continue to provide friendly and helpful service. And I plan to go, as always, above and beyond for the Overton County residents I love so dearly.
We're speaking to Victoria Looper. She is the incumbent seeking reelection to the office of county clerk in Overton County. Victoria, as you've talked to some local voters, what do you hear from them? Do they have any thoughts or ideas on the office itself?
They just want to still have the friendly service that I've provided, and got a lot of support from the local people. I love Overton County, and I hope I have the opportunity to be reelected as the Overton County Clerk.
All right, Victoria, as we kind of wrap things up here, why do you feel the voters of Overton County should reelect you back to the office of Overton County Clerk?
I appreciate y'all's vote for reelection. Give you the same service that I have in the last 8 years. And I also like to take this time to thank all the servicemen and women that have served and are serving. What a privilege it is to have the freedom to vote. Please reelect your county clerk, Victoria Hogue Looper.
All right. Victoria Looper has been our guest on Meet the Candidate. Again, she is seeking reelection to the office of county clerk in Overton County. That's tonight's Meet the Candidates. If you missed any part of tonight's show, visit Newstalk 94.1 for the on-demand audio and join us tomorrow night as we again meet the candidates. Our producer is Jake Wallman. I'm Tom Duggan.